What's going on, guys? Today is Monday, August 22nd, 2022. I hope you're having a great day. Yeah, it's 8/22/22, Monday. Man, month is almost over. I'm excited for fall. I'm pumped. But, you know, I wish I could tell you guys I feel like the country is getting better. I wish I could tell you guys that crime is decreasing and there's nothing to worry about and you can just go to your day, go about your day and have a good time. I mean, I got a video on my TikTok right now. I'm sorry, on my Twitter right now at CJ Bronson Show where women in Walmart, grown-ass women in an aisle at Walmart just fighting. We don't know context. We don't know what they're fighting about. But there's like 8 or 9 of them fighting, teaming up on some of them, beating each other for what? Kicking and stomping and... This is at Walmart, and the staff can barely keep control, and they're telling them to stop. But you know, when you're in that, I guess, that situation, I've never been in a brawl like this before with a group of people, like a massive brawl. But I guess when you're in that kind of situation, it's kind of hard to stop everyone. Speaking of a brawl, and speaking of the craziness, it leads me to today's episode, and today's episode brings us back to the Bronx. The Bronx. Where an unbelievable story, and unbelievable in a bad way. Teenagers, just kids. We have video, just like we've had video before. CCTV footage, security footage, surveillance footage, whatever you want to call it, shows two kids around 16 years old being, and ready for it, being thrown down a flight of stairs. Okay? And you think, all right, that's horrible, right? That's just the beginning. That is literally just the beginning of what happens to these 16-year-olds. And, you know, and these are not like cushion stairs, not like your living room stairs. Maybe your living room stairs is nice and soft and carpeted. Not that it'll make a difference. I mean, it's still a flight of stairs. But these are hard, looks like solid concrete or some sort of metal stairs. And that alone, going down those stairs alone's got to be painful if you survive and don't break anything. Break your neck, your arm, anything could happen, right? But what continues to happen, what continues in the story, rather, is terrifying, horrifying, to say the least. And again, the surveillance footage shows a 16-year-old thrown down a flight of stairs before being beaten and robbed. And you're like, well, CJ, you know, 16-year-olds today, and you've always said it, CJ, 16-year-olds today are not the same as they used to be. 16-year-olds today, 6 feet, 200 pounds, yada, yada, yada. And that's true. And that's absolutely true. But we have to remember they're 16, they're still minors, number one. And number two, they were beaten by 5 men. 5 men. Not 2-on-2, not 3-on-2, not 4-on-2, 5-on-2. 5 men. Beat 2 16-year-olds. What kind of man? What bunch of men get together and say, we're going to beat up kids and rob them? And literally tried to kill them, in my opinion. So this is what happened. The CCTV clips caught the early morning brawl in New York City as the two teenagers, believed to be both around 16 years old, were literally seen flying from the top of the stairs as the group of assailants quickly rushed towards them. One of the attackers pulls out a sharp object, gashing one of the teens before ultimately taking his phone, I'm not sure if it's an iPhone, taking his phone and also taking $100. Now, the other teen also gets gashed or slashed in his cheek, and his phone is stolen. The frightening footage, and it is frightening because it's 16-year-olds. Frightening footage shows the gang of five violently punching and kicking the pair of them, the two of those kids. And this is not like you're thinking to yourself, oh, maybe this is like midnight, 1 o'clock. No, this is 5:30 in the morning on a Saturday. Now, I'm up, guys. I don't know about you guys. I'm up. I take the dog out like 6:30. So I'm up. And I know what it's like to be up and about. When I'm up and about, there's other people up and about. I go outside. I see people all the time walking around, doing their cardio, whatever. Just chilling, bringing their dogs for walks, whatever. I see it. You know, you go to the gym, hit the gym around 7. People are up. Their cars are driving around. I don't know why no one in this building tried to help these kids. I don't know why no one heard the, you know, didn't hear kids falling. I'm sure there was noise. I'm sure people were screaming. You hear the stomping and the punching. No one came to help. But maybe this is the world that we're in right now. No one, you know, tries to help. Just like that story I mentioned to you, that video in Walmart. No one tried to stop the fight there. I mean, the employees were like, please stop, please stop. But it was kind of, I mean, how do you stop it? I always say have some kind of weapon on you for self-defense, people. And this is the reason why. Again, I don't have context. I'm not sure why these kids were out of their rooms or out of their house at 5:30 in the morning. I don't know if they have a job. I don't know if they were coming home from something. It is Saturday. Maybe they came home from a party. I don't know. Maybe they did something. I don't know what you could have done to five men to cause them to beat you to literally trying to kill you. But that's what we have. So, yes. So, where are we? Right now, we have the five of them punching and kicking the kids. One of them is getting stabbed and their phone taken and $100 taken. The other one gets stabbed, slashed in his cheek, and his phone taken. Then the two teens, right, they're getting stomped on, stomped and punched this entire time. One of the muggers, one of the men, drags one teen into the hallway to continue stomping him. Stomping. Not kicking. We're talking stomping. And stomping can cause real problems. Because you stomp on someone's arm, their face, their head, you can cause a concussion. You can fracture their skull. You could crack their skull. You could kill them. And that is why I believe these five men should not get a slap on the wrist. Like the sex offender who sucker punched the guy eating at the restaurant in the Bronx in my last episode. Not that dude got a slap on the wrist. These men should get the death penalty. I don't want them to do no jail time. No. Why should the taxpayers pay for their health care? Why should the taxpayers pay for their meals? And so they can what? Hang out with their friends and lift weights and have a good time? No. Death penalty. We need to put these people on check. Let them know you commit a crime. It's not going to be no easy cakewalk anymore. We don't need you in this society. You're not going to be, you're not going to live, you don't want to live in a society? No problem. You don't have to. We'll take care of it for you. Maybe that's what we need to start doing. And maybe then people will say, you know what? Think twice before we throw kids down the stairs, stab and stomp them. Because what else is working? Slapping on the wrist and saying, we're going to keep an eye on you, is not working. So two teens were left bloody and bruised and admitted to the Montefiore Medical Center to be treated for their injuries. The five men that we have in the video, still at large. Police are asking for your help. They are still at large. Please call 1-800-577-8477 or 1-800-577-TIPS for your anonymous tips. You could also put your tips online. Everything is anonymous. Of course, as of right now, there is no reward for any information, but I'm sure as time progresses, there will be. I'm hoping they find these guys, man, because if they got away with it for this, they're going to get away with it for other crimes too. I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy. I mean, again, let me recap and tell you exactly what happened, right? So NYPD are attempting to identify the five men in the video, which I'll put on my TikTok. I'm sorry, put on my Twitter at CJ Bronson Show. Both are the same, CJ Bronson Show TikTok or Twitter, but I'll put this video on Twitter. NYPD are attempting to identify the five men in the video who are filmed in the complex located at 306 East 171 Street. And this comes when the robberies and assaults have increased in the Bronx. And remember I spoke about the article again. This is August 12th. The guy's name here, it is Bu Van Phu, a registered sex offender, found responsible for leaving the victim unconscious and responsive after the unprovoked sucker punch. The Phu was seen in the video putting on a pair of gloves, swinging with all his might, hitting the victim in the back of the head. Victim falls to the floor. Elderly man appears to be unconscious, bangs his head on the concrete, suffers a skull fracture, a broken cheekbone, and bleeding in the brain. EMS rushed into the hospital. This suspect goes back to his parole officer, because again, he's a sex offender, tells him, confesses to it, and keep in mind, he was released by the Bronx DA, who charged him with a misdemeanor on August 18th. Now, this is when, again, assaults and robberies are on an increase, on a rise in the Bronx. Approximately 3,045 assaults have been reported since August 7th to the start of the year, which is a lot. It's an increase from 2,100 in 2021 of last year. So it's literally up, about 1,000 assaults from last year. Robberies are also up to 3,000, an increase from 2,125 from last year. Overall, crime in every sector, from murder to rape, are up to 32%, up more than 32%, with 4,077 more reported cases than the same time last year. New York City, overall, crime is up 36% since the start of the year to now, to August 14th, which is a week ago. Up 36%, guys. Not one, not two, not five, not six, not three. 36%. That is a massive increase in the city. More than 20,000 reported cases than the same time last year. Felony assaults and robberies lead the way as the most reported crime, with about 3,000 more. And I'll put the charts. You'll see the charts. Put that up on the screen. You can see that. Again, you can see the video of this podcast on my website, cjbronsonshow.com. This crime wave is taking place right now as thousands of police officers are retiring. They're leaving. They're transferring. They're getting out of the New York Police Department system. And it kind of, you kind of have to, come on. The police in the city are hated. They are not welcomed, number one. Number two, they are defunded. Number three, every time they arrest somebody, they basically let them back out on the street. So by the time the police finish doing their reports, the DA's office is letting them out on the street again with a, "We'll keep an eye on you" nonsense. "Do better next time. You better do, we're watching you. Do better next time." And the police officer's probably like, "I'm still doing my report. I'm still typing the report." And you mean he's out? It's like, why am I doing all this work? I'm sure the police probably feel deflated. It's probably frustrating. They probably want to go to a city or state where they're welcomed, where their job that they love to do is welcomed. And that's what seems to be happening here, because that's a massive drop. Listen to this. Pension fund statistics obtained by the New York Post suggest that 2,465 officers have filed their notices so far, which is a 42% more than the 1,700 who'd done so in the same period last year. 42%, almost half more than last year. Meanwhile, a whopping 1,098 cops who turned in their badges did so before even reaching full pension. They're like, "I'm done." They're entitled to full pension after 20 years. So some of these police officers couldn't even wait the 20 years. Which is 20 years is a long time, but you put in your, let's say you put in 18 years, they couldn't even wait to 20 because of the bullshit that's happening in the city that I mentioned before. The funding, the frustration with the judicial system, slap on the wrist, being hated, vilified in the city. Wow. 1,098 cops turned in their badges, did so before reaching a full pension. Can you imagine, guys? Like, putting 18 years, 19 years of your life, and you're like, "I can't do this another year. I can't." Some of these police officers probably are like, "It's not worth my life. Risking my life for these people who literally, some of them are ungrateful to have me here." And the judicial system is not showing them no love. Well, how are you going to do all this hard work to finally solve a case, capture the criminal, do the paperwork, and the guy's out again, committing another crime? And then the people are like, they start blaming the police. People aren't blaming the courts. They're blaming the police. It's the police's fault. No, the police are, for the majority of the cops, they're trying to do the best they can. From what I could see, the majority of them are trying to do their best they can with a judicial system or a court system that is not matching up to their standards. Releasing the criminals before even the paperwork is done, in my opinion. Do I blame the police officers for leaving this city? I do not blame them. I mean, think about it. These cops, these officers, they're not, not all of them are single men and women. Some of them are family, have families. And they got to think to themselves, is it worth this stressful job every day going to a place where some of those people, the majority of them probably, don't even want them around? You know, what's going to happen is they're going to have a freaking, what's it called, Escape from LA situation. Great movie, Russell Crowe, check it out. Where it's just going to be utter chaos. It's going to be like a San Francisco, California situation in New York. And Mayor Adams wants to put money, gave money to a hip-hop museum, millions. The city put more money for this hip-hop museum. Instead of putting money into the police departments, putting money into reassuring the people, running ads or campaigns, reassuring the people that the police are here to help. Instead of saying to the DA's office and you know, trying to buckle down on this failed court system, because that's what we're dealing with now. It's not a failed police system. It's a failed court system. It's a failed judicial system that needs to be freaking, I don't know, rebooted, reevaluated, or reinitiated, because it doesn't seem that there is one. I mean, that's a very scary time. And the 16-year-olds in this situation, those are someone's babies. I mean, yeah, you could argue it's 5:30 in the morning. We don't have context. We don't know what took place, but it's not right. None of this is right. Those five men don't seem like they were injured in any which way. They don't seem like they were stabbed in the cheek. They don't seem like they were thrown downstairs or stomped on. And I stand behind my point that these people who were involved, who these five men involved in this crime, should face the death penalty or life in prison. I'm leaning more towards death penalty because we all know life in prison with parole and all this, they get out and good behavior. We'll keep an eye on you nonsense in 2 weeks, maybe. Death penalty. Make an example out of them. People need to learn. I'm sure once we arrest these five, if I hope we do catch him, one of these five probably has a prior. At least one has a prior. You don't walk around with a stabbing object and stab somebody and stomp people and throw people downstairs without having a prior. And what's scary is they got away with it, so you know they're going to keep doing it. They got two phones out of it and $100. Right? So in their mind, it's justified. They can keep doing this until they get their desired goal, because where is the pushback? Where's the penalty? At this point, there is none. Scary times, terrifying times. Check out the full video on my Twitter. Check out my website, cjbronsonshow.com. Again, I'm on TikTok. I post content daily. Right, check that out. Like, comment, subscribe, share it. Please try to get the word out. I'm trying to encourage everyone to be alert, be aware, keep your head on a swivel at all times. Carry something on you for self-defense. Dude, I don't care what it is. Even if you got to hold a mace, your keys, something, Swiss Army knife, I don't know, whatever. You know, keep something on you for self-defense because you never know, guys. All right, that's it for today. Have a fantastic Monday. Don't forget, I love y'all. All right, bye-bye.